Hallelujah. We are in First Kings. Please stand with me. Let us just read the word of God this morning. Happy to be back in service. And I pray to be in service this coming Sunday. And keep going on. Hallelujah. We are in First Kings chapter 18. And we'll commence our reading from verses 21. But let's start from 20 and see. So Ahaz sent unto all the children of Israel and gather the prophets together unto Machpelah. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long are ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, allow him, but if Baal, then follow him, And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophet are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay on wood, and put no fire on it, and I will dress the other's bullet, and lay on wood, and put no fire. Let's go to 24. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, speak to us today and let your name be praised. Increase our faith as we hear the word of God. Oh Lord, touch our hearts that your words will be planted. Oh God, and hear our prayers. To you be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Through it all, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. Through it all. Somebody sing. Through it all. I learned to trust and pin upon His word. Amen. I just want to take your mind back. Through it all, I learned to trust and depend on Jesus. Today I want to speak to us all on the team, no altar, no fire. No altar, no fire. Amen. Was in the time that the children of Israel have forgotten their God and began to worship idols. Because of this, God's judgment came on Israel. When Elijah, the man of God, prayed, and there were famine because of no rain for 3.5 years. He prayed and God said, I will shut up heaven. You see, church, you cannot forget the God that has been good to you. Hallelujah. God is so good. He is so great. He is so marvelous. He is the awesome God. You cannot forget about God. He is the living God. Yes, the I am that I am, the little divine, the bread and morning stars. He got hands he can touch. He got mouth he can speak. He got eyes he can see. He got legs he can walk. Our God indeed is a living God. So when you turn your back on God, God have to rain down his wrath. Amen, somebody. There is only one God according to Deuteronomy 6:4. Deuteronomy 6:4 says this morning, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. I don't know about another God. I only know there is one God. If you turn the coins around, it's one God. If you wake up in the morning, he is one God. If you sit down, he is one God. In good time, he is one God. In bad time, he is one God. God is one. Can I get a amen in his house? Hallelujah. And the proof of more in the Old Test, in the New Testament, Mark 12, 30. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 says, "Hear, O Israel, he that is not with me is against me. And he that gathered not with me scattered above." Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. And then you come to Mark 12, 30. I said Mark, not Matthew. Mark 12, 30. He said, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." There is the first, this is the first commandment. So if you know that God is one, you got to love the Lord, your God, with all thy heart, not some of your heart. Hallelujah. With all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. God needs your totality. Hallelujah, somebody. Let me tell you something about adultery. Adultery is worshiping false God. Is it so? It's worshiping what? False God. Adultery is also worshiping the true God falsely. Hear me well. Adultery is also worshiping the true God falsely. You can come to church, shout and sing. You can worship God, but when you go out there and live an opposite life, you are worshiping God falsely. Because true worship is not in the church alone. True worship is out there among the heathen. The way you walk, the way you talk, the things that you do, people are watching you to give God the glory or to question the God you serve. Somebody put your hand together for the Lord. John 10:30 say, "I and my Father are one." It means I have seen God. I am that I am. I am the God of Israel. Hallelujah. There is no two gods or three gods. There is one God. Hallelujah. And this one God is God Almighty. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is Jehovah Rafi. He is Jehovah Teskino. He is Jehovah Elohim. He is the bridge over your troubled water. He is the God that answers by fire. Hallelujah. He is the prayer answering God. I'm talking to somebody this morning. The God that we serve, he is real. Amen. And I can feel it in my soul this morning. You can feel it in your heart this morning. You can feel him in your hands this morning. That's why you are here, because you know you are serving and living God. Can I have a witness in this house for giving God a praise that I'm serving the God of Israel, and he indeed a living God. So the children of Israel could not have food because they forsook God. To cut the story short, they became to look for Elijah. And Obadiah met Elijah, and Elijah told him, "Go and tell King Ahab that we will meet on the Mount of Carmel. There, we're going to have a meeting before the Lord." And when Obadiah left and went and told Ahab, they gathered together all the prophets and the nation of Israel. Everybody came on the mount. When they got there, they became to talk. "What are we here for?" And Elijah stood up and said, "We are here today to know who God is." Amen. To know the truth God, who God is. So you're going to have your altar. Build your altar. Take your animal and slaughter it and cut it to pieces and put it on your altar. And I will do mine. But how long will you stay between two opinions? How long will you worried or think about who God is? Whether a bear or the God that brought you out of Egypt. The God that provides for you. The God that make a way when there seems to be no way. The God that heal you. I want to let you know today, when you build your altar and I build my altar, the God that will answer by fire. Let him be the God. And then follow him. a bear will answer with fire. Follow him. But first you have to build your altar. Hallelujah. First you have to build the altar. That's what I came to tell you this morning. Every Christian in this house today, under the sound of my voice, you need to build your spiritual altar. God about to do something new. God about to do something great in your life. You can build your altar. If your altar have been damaged, you can rebuild it. If your altar have been there for a long time, you can go back to your altar. I'm talking to somebody. You need an altar because God about to do something wonderful. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. May I ask me today, what are you talking about, Brother Johnson? I'm talking about your spiritual altar, where you need down to pray. You need to rebuild up your prayer life. Hallelujah. Your altar could be a bedside. Your altar could be in the living room. Your altar could be right in the church here. Hallelujah. Don't only come to church and bow down to this altar and worship your God. You can build your altar anywhere, the time, and call on the name Jehovah Jireh, and God will provide for you. Can I have a witness? Oh, shout it, hallelujah. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. If you had never prayed before, it's time to pray. Build your altar. Oh, you can build your altar, Brother Christopher, even in the truck while you are driving. You don't have to close your eyes. I know you understand the word of God. Watch and pray. You got to keep your eyes open. You don't know what kind of truck is coming against you. You don't know what it's like on the change. So you cannot close your eyes and pray. You can be driving your truck and keep your eyes open, watching and praying. Hallelujah. Your altar can be right in your truck. Hallelujah. Many times I'm working, I got my Bluetooth in my ear, I'm playing my gospel music, and I'm praying, hallelujah, and I'm working with the patient. They're asking me questions, and sometimes I miss the question. Can you repeat the question? Because my mind is on Jesus. Hallelujah. I play gospel, I listen to preaching out of ministers, and I begin to increase in faith, because faith comes by hearing, and the hearing of the word of God. Hallelujah. But this is an instruction that Elijah gave them. You build your altar and put no fire, and I will build mine. And they build an altar, and they begin to call on the name of their God, Baal. Oh, Baal, send down fire. Baal, send down fire. Hallelujah. They pray. Yet it says, and there ye call on the name of your God. And I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God I answer by fire. Let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophet of Baal, choose you one bullock and for yourselves and dress it first. And ye are meaning 450 men against one man. Elijah must have the highest faith. That can't be me. I will be shaking. 450 against one. Have you ever been to a place that you think that God is not able? Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a situation that you feel that God has forgotten about you? But you still have faith. You keep trusting God. Hallelujah. Call the name of the gods. But put no fire on the. This is the second time that Elijah telling them. And they took the bullock which was given unto them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning, evening until noon and evening, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, not any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. They begin to jump on the altar. Hallelujah, somebody. Jump on the altar. No, kneel down and pray. Don't jump on the altar. Hallelujah. I remember, listen to this. I remember when I was just little, and my brother and I was into give out a shower. If you are trying to dress her up, put our clothes on. You know the mattresses that way back, I don't know whether you had it, I got a spring in it, you can jump on it. A mattress. You jump, got a spring in it. And the rat goes in there, they make their living. So we have one of those mattresses, and then I was jumping and jumping and jumping, and I slept up the bed, and they had a soup, a hot soup, on the stove by the bed foot. And I went jumping, jumping, and I slept off the bed, and my hair went straight into the soup pot. It burned my hair. Apparently, maybe that's why I missed one of the hair, and I hear it again. I don't know. I'm jumping. You don't jump on the altar. You pray. Amen. You pray on the altar to get connected with God. They begin to jump. They begin to yell. They begin to scream. But there was no answer. Hallelujah. There was no answer. They prayed. They took knives. They cut themselves. Oh, the blood came running down to get their God attention. But there was no answer. I don't have to shed blood to get God's attention. He shed his blood for me to get my attention. Hallelujah. That's what make it wonderful. That's what make it excellent. He died for me to get my attention. That I would turn around, repent of my sin, and follow him. Hallelujah. So Elijah, look at them and say, don't you think you're God? Gone. In a far distance. Don't you think your God is basic talking with other people? He began to mock them. Say, cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he pursuing, or he is in a journey, or must be awake. Hallelujah. You got to wake up your God. Your provision, he is sleeping. Hallelujah. But I got use for you, church. My God neither stumble than sleep. He is always on time. There is no distance that is able to confirm my God. That God cannot move yet and there. Our God is everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah, somebody. You can call him anytime. Our God will answer. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And Elijah began to mock them. And then came the evening sacrifice. Around 3 o'clock. Elijah said, are you done? They were exhausted from in the morning to 3. Tired. Are you guys done? No. Give up one more minute. Our God is closer. And they turned. And they cried. There was no answer. Are you done? Yeah, we are done. Our God is so basic. He can come to our call. Elijah had the confidence. He said, step back. Israel, come closer. It's time to rebuild the altar of the Lord. And he built the altar. And when you know that God is real, you believe in him, and you know that all things are possible to them that believe. Oh, they begin to build the altar. They build and they put on the sacrifice. And Elijah said, dig a trench around the altar. What are you talking about? Dig. See, dig. The God I serve, he specializes in the impossible. Dig. The God you dig is in now pour water. Hey, wait a minute. We're talking about fire. You're talking about water. Are you out of your mind? This can be. You don't know the God I'm serving. Hallelujah. Dig and pour water. They pour water the first time. You should pour another water. They brought a barrel of water. They pour it out. And you know how people think, right? They begin to talk in one another's ears. This is impossible. It can happen. This will not happen. This can happen. The Bible says that everywhere were full and they sacrificed the wood. Everything was soaking wet. Soaking wet. Seemed impossible. But Elijah called on the name of the Lord God of Israel. And the fire came from heaven. consume the sacrifice. Let off the wood and let off the water, and everything begin to burn. Hallelujah. When the fire begin to consume everything, no other option the people had but to bow down and say, the God I answered by fire, he is the Lord. Hallelujah. The God I answered by fire, he is the Lord. I want to tell you today, if you have a fire coming down to work on your behalf, you have to build your altar. No altar, no fire. No altar, no fire. When you build your fire, your altar, fire will come down. I'm talking to somebody today that you need your healing to come down. You need your miracle to come down. You need a breakthrough to come down. You need an answer to your problem. But you have to build your prayer altar. Somebody clap your hand for Jesus. We need to build an altar. God about to send down your miracle. God about to send down your breakthrough. Oh, the 2 Corinthians 7:1. Let's see what God is saying to us. Hallelujah. This was Solomon. Hallelujah. When he got to praying in 2 Corinthians 7:1. Hallelujah. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, this, when you are praying at the altar, you're not praying to the altar, but the altar, that's where he lifted a hand to pray to God. He said, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Hallelujah. I'm talking about reality. What can happen when you have a prayer altar? God will answer. He may not answer by fire, but he's going to answer you. Hallelujah. He may not come when you need him, but he's going to stay calm. Hallelujah. Our God is able. So whenever you pray, don't leave. The answer is on the way. Hallelujah. And there are three answers that God always gave. The first one, God said no. That's the answer. No. Which means not good for you. It may look good to you. It may look okay for you. But God, who knows your beginning and your ending, he says no. Hallelujah. Secondly, God said, wait. This is not the proper time. I will give it to you, but wait on my time. And sometimes we are not patient to wait. Like Sarah, when they give Hagar to Abraham, and today we got a lot of up and down in the world because somebody refused to wait for the promised seed. Hallelujah. God said, wait on my time. And sometimes God will answer you, yes. Because he knows you are able to handle the blessings. And I will tell you, some of our blessings is not good for us. We get astray and we get blessed. So God just drop little. And we'll, oh God, little. Oh God, little. But when God just bless you through all, you forget to pray. You forget to come to church. You forget to worship. Hallelujah, somebody. So God will answer your prayer. If you rebuild the altar of your prayer life, God is going to answer your prayer. God is able to answer your prayers. God is able to rain down fire. Let me give you the last reason, then I close, why we need to build our altar. Hallelujah. This I never give it to you, but it just came to me in Matthew 24, let's just run there quickly and I'm going to close there. Hallelujah. The disciple had come to Jesus Christ after he got to teaching and said, Lord, what would be the sign of the end time? We want to know what is the sign of the end time. And Jesus said in verses 5, or let's say 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. We get this somewhere. We're going to close here, okay? I promise you that. So we are living in the time of deception. Amen. Brother Johnson, to my workplace, I saw a beautiful girl. The hair so long. And she looked at me, and I look at her, and she started bapping her eyes, doing all these things to me. And I got serious. She said, When I told one of the nurses, I say, hey, that lady, come on, do all this thing to me. He said, that is not a lady, it's a man. I said, what? Get back. That is a man. That is not a female. But if nobody told you, you think it's a female. And then another person was there. A lot of beer. Try to talk. And then I look at her for long, on him for long. When I ask, you see, I said, this can be the man. But I don't want to judge this person. So I went to the same person and said, the ICC. Man, yeah, I kind of confused. So no, that is a female trying to be a man. So I noted from the walking, right? When he, she is walking, he, she. Brother Christopher, sometimes I will catch her because I don't want to see he. You got be walking like this. And then try to walk like this. And then try to walk like this. And then try to walk like this. Confused. I said, hey, Jake. Time for calling me. Hey. No, walk the man. Then later on, nobody looking. God did not make a mistake to make you a male or a female. Stop deceiving yourself. Oh, you got to be careful. That's why we need to build our altar. That God will know. Make us to know and open our eyes to know who that, those that we are dealing with. If you are not prayerful, you're going to be deceived. Hallelujah. I say I'm closing on this, right? Okay. Take heed that no man deceive. For many shall come in my name saying I am Christ and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear the words and rumors of wars and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. So when you are praying to your altar, when these things are happening, rumors and rumors of war, nation against nation, you will not be troubled because you know that God got you in his hand. Hallelujah. The more you pray, the more worries go away, trouble goes away. When nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famine and pestilence, earthquake in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. Then what are you waiting for to rebuild your altar? Brother Christopher, all these things happening right now, they are happening. In Europe, one morning, another guy just woke up and started throwing bomb in another man's country. Hallelujah. You started a war that you cannot fight. Don't start it. Amen. But God said, this is the beginning of sorrow. I want to get somewhere. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. But ye shall be hated all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. And ye shall hate one another. And many false prophets. That's why I want to stop. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. So Christian, you not believe here that they play soccer in church and the demon fall down. Have you seen those videos where they lay hands on somebody and the person fall all the way over there? I never read that in the Bible. Where the pastor would take a shower in the barrel and everybody come and drink it for a miracle? Have you seen the one that the pastor said, God told me to inform you, go outside and eat the grass. And they went and started eating the grass, the animals. Have you never seen that? Oh, it's in America here. Yes. Prosperity preacher. They will tell you that God says, give this amount and he will give you more. They use the Bible to exploit from you. Amen. Take your money. Hallelujah. False prophets will arise and shall deceive many. I remember a prophet told our lady and said, you need to prosper. You need to go up high in life. But your husband is the problem. If you want to prosper, divorce your husband. Forgetting that God said, what I put together, no man should put asunder. And she went and put him for divorce. Now she's going through the hell. And the man is prospering. Hallelujah. That's what happens when you have been deceived. Now listen to this. Many will come in my name, shall deceive many. And because of iniquity, shall abound the love of many wash cold. The love of many shall wash cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the saints shall be saved. We are living in a time that people don't have interest in worshiping the true God anymore. We are living in a time that churches are getting empty. We are too busy looking for money and forgetting about worshiping the true God. Our altar need to be rebuilt. While you are standing today, I want for you to stand with me. The love of God getting cold in people's hearts. Where is the fire that needs to burn and burn in your soul, in your heart? Where is the fire that Jeremiah said is burning in my bones? I cannot keep it quiet. The fire of the Holy Ghost need to come down in our churches, in our home, at your job site. You need to be on fire if you will rebuild your altar today. You got an altar, but you need to rebuild it. And God will answer by fire. No altar, no fire. I will say that again. No altar, no fire. You need to examine yourself. I need to look in myself. Where is the fire that was burning in me when I first got saved? I could not keep it quiet. I used to tell everybody about Jesus. Everybody. Where is the smile on your face when you first received the Holy Ghost? No more smile because of the hardship. Because of hard time. Perilous time. But it's not powerless time. Rebuild your altar. Call your children together for devotion. I continue to say this. My wife knows me for that in the morning. I call everybody for prayer. In the night, I call everybody for prayer before I leave for work. Say something to God. Call the name of your God in your home. Call the name of your God everywhere you go. And then the schools will call on the name of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget about your altar. Forget about your phone. Forget about the television. Forget about the news that you are hearing around you. Forget about those who love you or hate you. Forget about the circumstances that you find yourself going through. Why rebuild your altar? I take the time to beg you in this church. We are not looking for members to fall this seat or to fill this place. God is looking for people that will stand in the gap. Rebuild the altar and call on the name of the Lord. Because the world is going astray. America has turned their back on God. Thank God for the few faithful ones that still praying. But God needs for us to pray more. Rebuild your altar. Because of you, God will rain down the fire of miracle. The fire of deliverance. The fire of salvation. The fire of breakthrough. The fire of healing. God gonna do something. No altar. No fire. With your hand lifted high right now. I want to see in the spiritual realm, you are building your altar. It has been dry in your life spiritually. You have been dry. You are not praying that you used to pray. You are not fasting that you used to fast. You're not reading your Bible that you used to. What's the matter now, Zion? What is the matter now, Zion? What is the matter? Rebuild your altar right now. The world is watching you. Want to know the God that you are serving. Rebuild your altar. Hallelujah. And begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to call on the name of the Lord. Begin to pray, hallelujah. If you want to come to the church altar, you can come right now. Come walking and say, Lord, I'm here to rebuild my altar. I'm here to reconcile with you. I know that I'm wrong. I rejected you. I forsake you. I turn my back on you. But Lord, I'm here this morning with my heart, oh God, open wide. I'm here, Lord, praying at this altar. Lord, rain down the fire of the Holy Ghost upon me. I want to be revived again. I want to speak in tongues again. I want to walk right again. I want to talk right. I want to dress right. I want to live holy. Rain down the fire of the Holy Ghost in my life. Why don't you come to the altar? God can fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost again. And again, and again, and again. You need the Holy Ghost again. The Holy Ghost is fire in my bones. Hallelujah. And Jeremiah said, oh, it's like a fire in my bones. Rebuild your altar. No altar, no fire. Oh, whatsoever you are on the sound of my voice, those of you that are online, rebuild your altar right now. God about to answer your prayer with fire. God about to do something in your life. Something new, something wonderful. God about to do that miracle right now. Sister Comrade, God about to heal you totally right now. Pray your heart to the call of the Lord. Oh, but the Lord, call on the Lord. Pastor, where you are, call on the Lord. Oh, members, call on the Lord. God can answer prayer. He answer prayer. Oh, repair your heart. And God will send down the fire. I need a fire in my home, Lord. I need the fire on my job site, Lord. I need the fire on my sick bed, Lord. I need the fire in my car, Lord. I want to be on fire for you, Lord. Send out the fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, I want to be what you want for me to be. Oh Jesus, Lord, more of you, Lord God. More of you, Lord God. More of you, Lord God. And less of me. Hallelujah. Somebody pray a little more. Oh God, I do not want to profit anything from the world and lose my soul. I do not want to change anything for my soul. I need an altar that when I kneel down and call on you, my God, you will answer me. Answer with fire. Pray, pray, pray that God revive you. Pray until you feel the hand of the Lord touching you. So one more time, pray. Be holy like you. I want to be that Daniel that prayed 3 times a day. I want to be that Abraham, oh God, a man of faith. Lord, I want to be like you. Oh, keep the fire burning in my soul. Keep the fire burning. All of that getting cold, all of that getting cold. They are cold Christians, they are cold people, oh God, don't want to love you anymore, but I want to love you. I need the fire to burn in my heart for you, oh God, the fire of love. Oh God, help us today that we will not give up, that we will endure to the end. Oh God, keep the fire burning in us to endure to the end. Oh, Shakaya, oh, shit.
Oh my God, do it again, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Bositi, I am God. You are God all by yourself. Somebody just prayed a little more. Somebody prayed a little more. What can I go with all you? What can I do with all you? I need a fire. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can I just say something later while you are praying? The Bible talk about 10 virgins. 10 virgins. They all had the lamb, or all had oil. But some, the other 5 decided to carry extra oil to keep the lamb burning. But the others don't care. The ones that were prepared, when they heard the call at the midnight hour, they trimmed the lamb and were lulled, they're about to go off. They added their oil. They kept the fire burning. But the don't care ones trimmed the lamb and there were no oil. They went to the other 5. They gave us some of your oil. They said, no, it's not enough. They were all virgin. But the Bible described those ones that are not prepared, a foolish virgin. We are all Christians. I don't want to be a foolish Christian. I want to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Keep the fire burning. Read your Bible, pray, fast. Walk with the Lord. Talk to God. Live right. And your fire will keep on burning. I know we are busy. I know we work. But keep your heart on fire. Pray fast. Read the word of God. Sing praises in your heart that you keep the fire burning. Let us pray one more time. Father, in the name of Jesus, keep the fire burning. Keep my soul on fire, oh God. Keep me on fire. That all we do to the end, Lord, we are not living for your presence. Let the fire keep burning. Lord, not give a little, not quit, oh God. There's no vacation. There's no time to cut off the fire. Keep the fire burning. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a blessed day or a blessed week. Jesus' name.